Hello, baby.
Hey, Nance Romance. The day of maximum emotional extortion is almost here. So what have you got in mind for some Valentine's Day baby food, baby?
How about some Dutch babies? Have you ever had a Dutch baby?
Well, I have a Dutch baby right at home, the lovely and talented Charles de Groot. But seriously, no, I've heard of them, but I've never had the kind that you bake.
Oh, you would love them, especially if you go to the Original Pancake House, which has just my absolute favorite Dutch baby. It's a custardy poof that's perfect, say that three times fast, for Valentine's Day breakfast. I've never tried to make those at home, but I think we've got some video on the Seattle Times website that actually explains how to do it. What about baby back ribs? I love baby back ribs. You probably like those big fat spare ribs better, don't you?
I like all kinds of ribs, but you know, for a fabulous Valentine ribaganza, why not eat those messy ribs without benefit of clothing? Wouldn't that be romantic?
Now, Stein, I think that if I did that, there would be some looks that said, you know, you really should put something on. And on the side with those baby back ribs, some baby carrots.
Too healthy by far.
You know what I love? Those little baby pickles. You know what they're called?
The little midget gherkins?
Yes, in France we call them cornichons.
Well, here we call them midget gherkins.
I remember once practicing my high school French and going to a deli counter here in the Seattle area and saying, may I have a little package of cornichons? And they said, excuse me? And I said, a little bit of those cornichons. And they said, oh, you mean the cornicans.
I was hoping that he would have said, oh, you mean the midget gherkins.
And what about baby cupcakes? Cupcakes are all the rage these days, but I had, not too long ago, some absolutely adorable baby cupcakes. Those would be fun to make for your Valentine, do you think?
Every day could be Valentine's Day if I could get a baby cupcake.
Some other sides with your carrots, some baby peas maybe, and some baby new potatoes.
Well, all these baby vegetables are babyish, all right, but they just don't seem that very Valentine's-y to me.
Okay, forget about the vegetables. How about some nice baby clams, or some baby shrimp, or some darling little baby Olympia oysters?
How about something that's a little more carnal, like those little baby hot dogs?
Frankly speaking, hot dogs just don't do it for me.
That was terrible. Well, whatever you're eating on Valentine's Day, be sure and click on food at kplu.org and see what's going on with Food for Thought. And you can make your comments about the program there. But please don't hold us to account for these terrible food puns. I'm Dick Stein. And for this Valentine's Day, I guess the only thing left to say is,
baby,